97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We saw an unusual high number for one of the users. And as we dug into that, they brought that to my attention. I started an internal investigation immediately. And then it was determined, yeah, these weren't law enforcement investigative searches. They were personal.
Yeah, that was Chief Kurt Frizz there talking about what's going on in St. Charles County. The employee who got caught through an audit abusing the Flock camera system to track someone she shouldn't have been tracking, resigned or was fired, one of the two, gone, now out of the system. So you could argue the audit worked in St. Charles County, but now what they're doing is pretty much shutting down those Flock cameras. We've got St. Charles County Councilman Joe Brazel on the line with us this morning. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm assuming you are in support of getting rid of these cameras, at least as we know them today, correct?
Well, that's correct. Yesterday, I immediately called our county councilor, and Tim Baker and myself are sponsoring a bill to ban all cameras in St. Charles County, and including, there's Syntex, there's Flock is the brand name, and from what I understand, they canceled the contract yesterday, and they did put bags over all of them. So they took immediate action. So that's a good thing. The administration and the police chief and the police department did take immediate action. However, I don't want this to just be some temporary thing and let it cool down and then they just go back at it.
I guess
so. I propose an ordinance to ban them all in the county.
I guess my question is what is, like, I heard the chief say something about the fact that he's sad to lose that tool. So clearly Flock is one. Is there something specific about Flock or the way it tracks things that's different from the, did you call it Syntex, the other license plate reader?
Yeah, there's Syntex. Yeah, we have cameras in our parks too, by all of our parks. And what they say is they're to catch, child pedophiles and stuff like that. And, it's a good thing. You know, here's the thing is, they're helpful to law enforcement, but you can't give up your liberties like that. It's always one inch at a time. You know, the acorn turns into an oak tree and you just, it just gets worse and worse. And people will argue that, well, they're great for crime investigations. They're great for the robbery. If somebody got abducted, you would want that tool. I agree with all those things. However, there's always going to be abuses, and you can't be giving up your liberties like this. And so I the Flock camera market, from what I said, I understand that they can exchange data, sell data. They can track anybody's car. They'll know where you're going to point A to point B, where you're shopping. I mean, what I understand is they're used not what the intention is. I'm not a law enforcement using for the proper intention, but they can be used through the Flock companies in other ways. And so I don't think that's just way too much surveillance for us as citizens in this country. It's just a violation of our liberties and our rights and our privacy.
I think a Brentwood police officer had been investigated, I don't know when, but I would think semi-recently, for using the Flock cameras to, I guess, stalk or like look into his ex-wife's whereabouts when they were going through a divorce or something like that. And I don't know what came of that investigation, but I would have to imagine that Brentwood is still using the Flock system. So I was a little surprised that because of this one incident that St. Charles County just decided, hey, let's just put an end to it. I mean, do you feel like that's kind of the route that any department should go if there's any sort of an investigation like this or a situation where you have actual misuse?
Well, absolutely, because there's been a lot of people complaining about it, saying that they're over. It's a burden to our privacy anyway. And so, in this instance, though, it was a person who was stalking their ex. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then stalking the ex partners, whoever this person was dating. Then this person was checking their license plates out. There was like 70 instances or something like that. And so it wasn't just a one or two time thing. It was going on for months. And so, you, like you said, Mark, you could say, well, the audit did work. Well, yeah, but how many times did they miss this audit? How many times has this gone on without them catching the person? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know. And so I think that I just don't think this is the way we should go. I just don't. It's just, you know, with AI and all this stuff going on, it's just way too much surveillance. It's just way too much invasion of privacy. It's against our constitutional right. We have a right to be wherever we want to be without people knowing where we are. I mean, you know, I mean, that's how I see it.
How do you, I know you try to take stock of these things before you go before council with something. Do you feel like you've got any support among the other council members?
Well, I know with Baker, but, and I haven't really spoke to the other ones. We're having a work session on it, but in my view, as being a logical, reasonable person, how could you not? I mean, how could you really think of it's okay to do that? And they can say, well, you had one bad apple in the barrel. Well, yeah, but that's one bad apple that we caught. You know what I'm saying?
Steve Ellman, I saw where Channel 4 reported he was out of town and had not been available for comment. Do you have any idea where he'd come down on this?
I have no idea. I mean, he's got an opponent for a Democrat running against him in the general election, but I don't know if I don't know. I don't know. He may just stay neutral in it. I don't know. I honestly don't know where he'd come down on this. It's really going to be up to the council, though. It's not he doesn't vote, so it just depends on what we come up with.
Well,
you know,
and these decisions are it's good that they're made locally. I did see where Senator Nick Schroer put out a press release from the Freedom Caucus saying he would be pushing for statewide ban on these flock cameras when he gets back to Jeff City.
Well, he was the first person I called when I found out about this, and because we were talking about it before, it's like this is a problem, man. You know, and you know, until something like this happens, people think, why do you worry if someone's watching? I'm not doing anything wrong anyway. Why do you care? Well, you know, come on. I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't break the law, but I still don't think the government should know where you are all the time. It's not just reading. They say it reads the license plate. They put out a license plate and they put that out and it's supposed to read that, but they read everybody's license plate.
Yeah.
Everybody's license plate is read, you know,
Joe,
and they collect data.
I'm running out of time, my friend. Thanks for giving us some time this morning and let us know when this is going to come up for a vote.
Okay. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Councilman Joe Brazel there from St. Charles County. Best comment on the comment line this morning was, wait a minute, my phone tracks when I have bowel movements and we're worried about flock cameras. I don't know if that's a correlation or not, but we are monitored in a lot of different ways these days. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.